Good morning, Martin. Thanks for having me.
More than welcome. Now, Greater Northern League hockey finals last Saturday, men and women. We had three coastal sides involved, one in the men and two in the women. And for the women, City Marians and West Devonport, City Marians 3-0. I think we sort of predicted that may happen, that West Devonport had to pick something out of the fire to actually win the game. But two goals to Monique Moore, and Kira Johnson got one as well.
Yeah, it was a tough game. A very tough game from all accounts, and it was nil all at half time, I believe. So the West Devonport girls ready to take it up to City Marians, but Monique Moore found the range. Kira Johnson found the goals as well. West Devonport pulled their goalie in the last little bit of the game to try and find an equaliser at least to put into extra time, but the third goal went through, and that was enough for City Marians to take the chocolates.
Now, for people who don't understand what you mean by pulled the goalie, in hockey terms, what it means is the goalie comes out of the goals and plays as an extra person on the field.
Yeah, so they take the goalie off the field and put an extra field player on.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got hopefully you've got superior numbers.
Yeah, it's a very common tactic in ice hockey, and it's sort of crept into field hockey in the last 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, and just hope to goodness there's no fast break, because you haven't got a goalie on the other end.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, so that even despite the fact that they were two goals down, it didn't work for them. The third goal came in extra time, in fact, so trying to force extra time. And he always hears stories about grand finals, about people who miss out on getting into teams. It's a sad story. But for people who get into teams and then, you know, miss the big opportunity, I noticed they highlighted the Webb family.
Yeah, the Webb family. So Rick Webb is a bloke I played a lot with as I was coming through hockey. He plays for Burnie Baptist. He was on the wrong end of the scoreline against South Launceston, and his daughter Chelsea was on the wrong end of the scoreline for West Devonport. So while they're hoping for two medals on Saturday, there was none coming home to the Webb house.
Well, they can drown their sorrows together and talk about what would have been, I guess.
Absolutely.
But have they played in grand finals in the past? Because Burnie Baptist have won a couple, haven't they?
Burnie Baptist have won a couple. So the last seven grand finals have been won by either South Launceston or Burnie Baptist in the men. South Launceston won five of them. I think Baptist was successful in 2017 and last year. And they had their chances again this year in the men's final.
Yeah, let's talk about the men's final, because you said when we previewed it last week, you hoped it was going to be a high-scoring game. You predicted a 4-3 score, actually, and that's how it turned out.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Crystal ball was right on target there, wasn't it?
It doesn't happen very often sometimes. I've never had that sort of luck with predicting the footy or anything like that, but this one was good.
Yeah, and, you know, as you mentioned, South Launceston, that's their fifth premiership in 7 years, so they've been a real force in the competition. But it didn't start that way, and it was really a good game because it was fairly seesawing, and the scores were changing all the time. Burnie Baptist actually scored first.
Yep.
Yeah, Lockie Murphy got the opening goal for them.
Yeah, and then South Launceston equalised. Burnie Baptist went ahead again 2-1. South Launceston equalised. Burnie Baptist went again 3-2 through Jake Wolfe. Burnie Baptist South Launceston equalised again, and then pushed that final goal in the last couple of minutes.
That's how you want to win a grand final, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the never say die attitude of South Launceston to go behind three times and still get up and win is phenomenal.
Awesome job there. Yeah. And for South Launceston, the goal scorers were Brad Buchanan, Craig Kershaw, Alistair McBain got two in as well. And for Burnie Baptist, Keenan Johnson, Lockie Murphy, you mentioned, and Jake Wolfe scored one as well. But it sounds like it was a typical grand final, the sort of game you want.
Yeah, absolutely. The game, it's a showpiece game, the grand final, isn't it? And you want a high-scoring game. You want lots of goals and that sort of thing. And we need to make mention, too, from a coastal angle, Isaac McLeod from West Devonport umpired that game.
Oh, okay.
Which was really good. He's a young and up-and-coming umpire who's trying to pursue his craft and do really well at it. So for him to get a game umpiring with Jaden Pearson, who's done national carnivals before, would have been a great learning experience for Isaac, too. So well done to him.
Yeah, look, there's always a great atmosphere for a grand final, no matter what sport it is in. And, you know, we need more umpires and referees. So it's great to see a young bloke getting a chance.
Yeah, for sure. He's had a good season and he got rewarded justly.
Just looking back on the season overall, though, the Greater Northern Hockey League has been around for a number of years now. It's pretty successful, isn't it?
It is a pretty successful thing. It was one of those sports where we didn't know if hockey would get away this year with all the COVID stuff going on. And personally, from my point of view, there wasn't a great deal of guidance from Hockey Australia saying you should play, you shouldn't play. Mm. They threw it back to the local committee. So our committee is West Devonport, was like, do you want to play or not?
I can probably understand that because every state's different, you know, where they are with the virus, of course. And when you look at what's happening in Victoria, they wouldn't have played any hockey at all, I wouldn't have thought.
No, they played none. So to get hockey away and from a... a league point of view, if you're looking at Greater Northern as your pinnacle, we'll go right down to under-13s. So to see the under-13 kids turning up to training, having a go, playing games of hockey and playing finals was just phenomenal to see the smiles on kids' faces through a really difficult year.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to South Launceston in the men and City Marians in the women. Look, thanks again for coming in, Will. I really appreciate it, not only for the hockey but also for the NWFA footy during the year, and hopefully we can do it all again next year. But thank you very much for your support and your efforts.
Not a problem, Martin. Cheers.